Hello.
Hello, Amanda.
Yes.
It's me, Hannah. Okay, so let's go up here. Again, just wanted to remind you that we are on a recorded line. So back to where we were. So I have the diagnosing facility as Southside Medical Center in Petersburg. Right? Okay.
Because the name has changed now, though.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, it was called Southside Regional.
Right. Okay. Perfect. And then again, you don't know the exact name of the diagnosing doctor. It was just whoever was on duty that day. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And prior to during the time that you were diagnosed with the meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any other cancers before that, or was that the first time?
That was the first one. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that was the first one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said after you were diagnosed, you were then treated by Dr. Scott Graham. Is that right? In BCU?
I was diagnosed like on that Saturday. I had surgery on that Wednesday because wanted to do emergency surgery because of the growth, because of how big it was, it had gotten.
Yeah.
But they waited. I had to take medicine or whatever to calm it down or whatever. They were saying the reason why they didn't give me the surgery that day.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that info. And then for the prescribing doctor, again, we don't know the name of the doctor, but you know it was that Hopewell Health Department in Hopewell, right? Okay, got it. And did you use a pharmacy when you were going through them?
They did the shot and everything right there.
Okay, perfect. So you did it on site. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me go ahead and put that in. And if not you, would the doctors that you had gone to, would they have medical records of your diagnosis?
Dr. Graham. Yeah, Dr. Graham have everything.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, Dr. Graham have everything.
Okay, perfect. And who did you want to put in for your emergency contact, just in case the law firms are not able to contact you for an extended amount of time?
Rosemary Bryant.
Okay, got it. Okay, and may I please have her phone number?
804-704. I'm sorry, Lord, I'm going to give you my number. I'm sorry,
804-516.
Uh-huh, 3999.
Okay, perfect. And who is Rosemary to you?
My mother.
Mother, okay, got it. Okay, and does she live with you?
No.
Okay, got it. So I will go ahead and put that info in. Okay, perfect. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and get this drafted up, and all we'll need to do now is just, like I said earlier, just to complete the signature. This is going to give, of course, once you do review and sign it, it's going to give them authorization to pull these records and actually get the case started and going for you. If I'm not already, can you go ahead and put me on the speaker phone?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, you're on speakerphone.
Perfect. Okay, so what's going to happen now is I'm going to shoot you over. It's going to be both text and email. Email is so that you're always able to access this document whenever you want to go look at it. But also going to shoot you a text as well. So whichever notification you get first, just go ahead and click on it, okay?
Hold on. Give me 1 second, Hannah.
Hold on. Yeah, of course. Yeah, take your time.
Okay, go ahead again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just stating that I'm about to shoot you like a text notification. So you should see it pop up right about now. So once it does pop up, just go ahead and click on it. And I'll walk you through the process. It's very easy.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I see that you were able to access the document. Again, if you get to a point where you're not sure how to move forward, just let me know and I'll tell you where to go.
Okay. So on this form that says the health information, there's no boxes checked on what y'all are going to be asking for. So does that need to be checked by me or you?
No. So actually when we do authorize it, the healthcare people, they're going to be the ones that are going to be filling that out.
Okay.
You're looking at the health disclosure document. Is that right?
I think, hold on.
What page are you on? I can look at it with you.
It's page 3.
Page 3. Yes, that's correct. That's the HIPAA form. Exactly.
So who does that?
So this form gets sent over to get released. Once they do authorize, that means they themselves had to actually sign it to show that they did actually complete the request to release the medical records. You're looking at page 3, right? Yes, that's the one.
Okay, I did all that. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Okay, perfect. So I got it completed. Let me just double check to make sure everything is all good. Okay, perfect. And the initials are perfect. Okay, great. So what's going to happen now is now that this is completed, I'm going to go ahead and shoot this information all over to the law firm. Usually they do take about 4 to 5 days to get back to you to make an introduction phone call, so you don't have to do anything from now until then. But even if you haven't heard from them at that point, that is okay. Normally they do tend to just reach out if they are missing something from you. But in the meantime, if you are, you know, looking for any questions or need clarification about anything, again, this is my direct number, so feel free to give me a call to say, hey, I haven't heard from them in a while. Can you find out what's going on or any questions? Or if there's anyone else that you feel that this lawsuit could pertain to, feel free to reach out. And that's pretty much it for today. Did you have any questions about anything that we went over?
Not at this point.
Okay, perfect. But again, yeah, this is my direct number. If you call, it does go straight to me, and I'll be able to help you out with anything that you are needing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Amanda. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Again, I'm very sorry to hear about your diagnosis and what you had experienced, but I do hope that we are able to get you some justice here, okay?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.